If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Guru getting his daughter from college over the weekend, and he'll be back tomorrow.
Also,
all things being...
we can officially say happy birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Happy birthday to the goo.
It's today, right?
It is today. It's actually today. He's turning 30. Yeah,
that's the... you want to talk about one of the great mysteries.
You better be careful.
Guru's age.
He's still hoping.
Yeah, he'll be the first to tell you. Brock Purdy, under contract now for the San Francisco 49ers. He was... I guess it's still not official, but everybody's reporting it. And the one thing I was thinking about, Evan, is, you know, over the last couple of years, there was some discussion about, do you really think the Niners truly believe in him? Do you really think Shanahan is all locked into Purdy? We know that Kyle Shanahan has every once in a while looked in another direction at quarterback. But I'll give the 49ers this. They've pretty much been unwavering in their support of Brock Purdy. And I think if you look at it today, you have to acknowledge they liked Brock Purdy from the moment that he started for them and took over after injury. And they like him every bit as much now as they did 3 years ago. They clearly believe in this guy, and they clearly believe he's good enough for them to win a Super Bowl, because he's gotten there once before, and he's gotten this team deep into the postseason.
Well, and from everything it sounds like, that's the way it's been from the moment he's been in the building. Like, they've thought that they could win with Brock Purdy before he was even the backup quarterback, and he only became the backup quarterback because of injury, and he only became the starting quarterback because of injury. But before all that, you know, the stories, Matt Barrows in The Athletic was kind of recapping after the Purdy contract came down, all the things that have led to the confidence in this guy, right? Fred Warner identifying in training camp in the fall, saying this guy's putting balls in tight windows. He's not afraid to go up against the ones. There's something about this kid. Trent Williams loves Brock Purdy. The first time he came in, for the Miami Dolphins, when Garoppolo broke his ankle, they won going away in that game, and nothing fazed him against a team that tried to blitz the crap out of him. The next week, in his first game as a starter, he beats Tom Brady. He injures his rib cage, goes to Seattle in a short week, wins the division for them without even throwing a practice throw in warmups, and they didn't think he was going to be able to play that game. So he's demonstrated, obviously, an ability that they think can help them win at the highest level. He's shown a leadership ability behind the scenes that, whether people care about that or not, the team does. And he's also demonstrated a toughness that you need to play the position, or just need to play football in general, and being willing to play through injury and still succeeded at a high enough level. So, like, I understand some of the hesitation around Brock Purdy. I myself have. It's hard not to.
Right.
But the San Francisco 49ers have been married to this dude. It feels like, you know, you go on a first date, and so you hear this at weddings all the time. Nah, I just knew. Like, that was the girl, or that was the guy. There's something about her. I was at a wedding 2 weeks ago in Oregon. They were talking about the first time they met at a rave of all places.
Wow.
She sunk her claws into him and couldn't let him go.
And vice versa.
Well, neither here nor there.
Wow.
But the 49ers sunk their claws into Brock Purdy and vice versa, and they haven't let him go. And this is just the natural progression in that process.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, Brock Purdy, $53 million annual. He's still under his old deal for this upcoming season, and then it'll kick in. So for all intent and purpose, he'll be here for the next 4 years. Yes, at big money, but it is essentially the going rate for a quarterback of his stature. And that's the part that will play itself out over the course of this contract. Is he going to end up being worth it, or is it going to look like a contract that they kind of gave because the market did dictate it and they didn't really have any other alternatives? Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park. Hey, Trevor, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. A few things I wanted to mention. I know it's been a while since I called. How's it going, Matt?
Going well, thanks.
Good, man. All right, so here's the deal. We knew that was going to set the market. We knew he was the guy that they were going to go for. He's not going to lose the Niners games. He's only going to win them games. That's the way I look at it. What I'm looking at right now, what I'm disappointed is there's other areas that they need to look at. That offensive line, they better figure out how to keep him upright. Otherwise, we could be talking about this all day long, but in 4 or 5 games, he could be sitting there. That would be the next thing to talk about, is him sitting on the sidelines injured because they don't have anybody to protect him. That's what we should be really discussing right now. They paid him, and in the draft, I'm fine with the first pick that they picked going defense, but they have still not addressed the offensive line issues. In my opinion, that's what we should be talking about. And the wide receiver core is okay, but one wide receiver gets hurt, Parcell gets hurt, somebody gets hurt, and they're not deep at the wide receiver position. There's two positions there that worry me quite a bit. I think Brock Purdy is a great quarterback. Is he a top five? Numbers would say possibly, yeah, but I mean, he's going to get paid what he's going to get paid. He set the market. These are the things that we knew for the last 3 months that were going to happen. We knew he was going to be a $50, $55 million guy. We knew that the Niners were going to sign him. We knew that he wasn't going anywhere. So, I mean, all these things just, but there's things outside of that to put this team as a 10-win team. I heard a caller call a few minutes back that said, I expect them to win 10 games a year. Well, I mean, yeah, but it's not one guy running the whole show, right? It's also a collective effort. If he doesn't have an offensive line that can keep him standing upright and he's going to be running for his life, it's going to be awful hard to win 10 games a year. I mean, I'm looking at this next Niner season and going, 8-9 wins, is this thing kind of working and going the right direction? They got their quarterback, they got another piece, but there's a lot more to go from here to call yourself a Super Bowl contending team. And that's okay. That's okay. Just because you signed your quarterback of the future doesn't mean you're ready to win right now.
No, that's true. I mean, but then again, how do you judge, and this is kind of what I want to know from 49er fans, is how do you judge where this team is right now? Like, how do you view this team? I mean, the facts say that you went 6-11 last year. You got rid of a lot of players. If it's not an overhaul, it's certainly a change of direction or a reset. So where do you expect this team to start? I mean, do you look at him as a 6-11 team and look, we got to get to 8 or 9 and maybe 10 next year? Or do you look at this team like you looked at it 2 or 3 years ago and viewed it as a contender? I mean, the one thing that I will say about Purdy, and I do think it's important, especially for the Niners, is one of the things you know about Purdy is he works hard. He's a leader. He's not going to get into trouble. He studies, all that kind of stuff. Like Brock Purdy may not reach expectations, but he's not going to underachieve because of himself. He's going to be the best player he can be, and nobody really has to worry about whether his heart's in it. whether he takes it seriously or whether it means a lot to him. I think that's a big part of this. And I think it's a big part of how the 49ers view him. And it's why they think that he can get better. I'd also like to know that. How much better can Brock Purdy get, do you think?
Well, it's going to be really hard to top what he did in 2023. I mean, he was statistically the most efficient quarterback in football. And he threw 31 touchdowns. Like, I mean, it's the modern game, but his numbers were the best of, I think, almost any San Francisco 49ers quarterback, like in the history of the franchise, and they got Hall of Famers. So can he be better than that? I think that's a lot to ask. But he can absolutely be better than last season, numbers-wise. And to the caller's point about putting the team around him, yes, that's the next big step or question the Niners have to answer. But I think they're in the process of doing that. That's why we saw them get rid of, again, Charvarius Ward, Dre Greenlaw, Talanoa Hufanga, Aaron Banks, Javon Hargrave, Leonard Floyd, Deebo Samuel. They replaced them, honestly, with a lot of rookies
right, or
cheaper talent. And that's a product of paying your quarterback. It's also a product of some of those guys are over the hill. Like, some of those guys aren't very good anymore. We saw what happened with Deebo Samuel last year. He deteriorated before our eyes. And they figured out that he was not anymore as great as he once was a winning player anymore. So, solving the quarterback position, is Brock Purdy, wherever you have him ranked, he's not a problem, in my opinion. They had a lot of problems last year on their team. And while Brock Purdy maybe wasn't good enough to mask all of those problems, I would argue the Niners have moved in a direction of trying to create solutions at all of those positions. And the biggest one probably was on defense. I know people make a big deal about the O-line. You got to protect them. The defense could not stop anybody when they needed to last year. And what did they do? They spent their first two picks on defensive linemen. Like, they're trying to address all of those holes that were absolutely highlighted by the amount of injuries and less than stellar play from last season.
I think one of the things that also happened is the 49ers, whether by design or by accident, have picked the right year to try to reset. And yeah, I'm talking about their schedule and the list of opponents they have this year. I mean, I think it's very possible that we might not see a team as dominant as 2 or 3 years ago, but they're probably going to win their fair share of games. And if you look at it that way, and you see you have a 6-11 year, and you start to reset, and you can win 9 or 10 games because you got a young team that's growing with a young quarterback who's growing, and in addition, you have a great schedule that's kind of bolstering you. They don't have to, how do I want to put this? They don't have to concede a mediocre year this year, whereas maybe if their schedule were tougher, they'd be looking at a very difficult year. But you can't tell me they can't win some games this year with the opponents that they're playing.
Well, I mean, you have to look bigger than that. You're not going to play a last-place schedule every single year. I think the combined winning percentage of teams on their slate is like 415. Which is, again, the easiest since the 2015 Atlanta Falcons, from what I've read. They're playing an easy schedule. There's no excuses right, this season. But you can't pay a quarterback or build a team assuming that's what you're going to get.
No, I just feel like it's a silver lining.
A soft landing.
To do it. Yeah, it's like a silver lining to do it right now.
I think they were going to do this regardless.
They might have.
I think that's... And obviously, the process was... sped up by the fact that they stunk last year.
Right, they were kind of forced into it, or yeah, at least they had impetus to do it. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Thomas. Thomas is in San Ramon. Hey, Thomas, what do you think? What are you thinking of this deal?
Hey, boys.
Hey.
I think he's worth the money, but I think you're really close to the point. I think the right move, I'm not a Niners fan, but I think the right move would have been to let him play this cupcake schedule on the fourth year this year, let him ball out, and then exercise the fifth-year option and trade him for a haul of picks like Stafford. And then, you know, the team is getting older. I don't know that paying a big quarterback as the team starts to fall apart around him is the right move. I think resetting would have been the right way to go and let him crush this cupcake schedule, go to the playoffs, and deal him off to Cleveland for six first-round picks or whatever idiotic thing they do, and, you know, reap the rewards. That's what I would have done.
So you're not – Thomas isn't a huge fan of Purdy, clearly.
Right. And I think he's still on the line. So Thomas –
So you just don't – and it's all right. You just don't really believe in Purdy.
No, I like him. I just think the Niners are in a bad place for a young quarterback that's, you know, the team's going to age out and McCaffrey's going to get hurt again. And I think he's a good player. He would fit in on a young up-and-coming team that could use some leadership, but I think they're sort of at a different trajectory than him in their life cycle.
I got you. I do think that they look at Purdy, and thanks for the call, Thomas, as somebody who they're still going to have a lot of tinkering to do, but they do have young players. They got a young receiver in Pearsall. Ayuk is still a darn good receiver when he's healthy. Ideally, he comes back. But I do think they're looking at Brock Purdy as the kind of quarterback that can grow along with the team. Like, they're not a finished product yet. Maybe they thought they were a couple years ago, but I think right now the 49ers may be looking at this thing as something that'll take a year or two. You get back to the playoffs next year, you see how far you go, and then you know what you need for the following year, and you can start to build. But I think they view Purdy as somebody stable at the quarterback position, and now they continue to get good young players to surround him, including on the offensive line.
But why are we still talking about Brock Purdy like he has to prove it?
Because there's still skepticism, I believe, from a certain amount of the fan base that they look at a quarterback as they look at a great quarterback as, if we have a great quarterback, we're going to win 10 games a year. And I'm not sure that...
Which, by the way, doesn't happen.
No, I know, but that's...
Always
happens. The reputation of a quarterback who can win you a game when nothing's going right. I don't know if Brock Purdy's that guy.
Three of those dudes. Well, I mean, look at Jalen Hurts, who, again, won the Super Bowl last year. The year before, they absolutely collapsed at the end of that season. They were horrible. They got dog-walked in the first playoff game and were out, and everyone thought that they were dead. They were talking about firing their head coach or getting... Like, by the way, just got a contract extension today. How about the 365 days for Nick Sirianni?
Yeah.
But, Brock, like, this contract is not a prove-it deal. It is a proved-it deal. It means that they believe that he has proven enough to receive 5 years and $265 million. Like, the idea that he was going to come back and play in a fourth-year deal, that's for a quarterback you're not sure about. And while fans might be skeptical and hesitant and feeling like there's still a lot left to figure out about Brock Purdy, the 49ers had to make a choice this offseason. And that deal that we saw handed out on Friday is because they believe that he's proved that he can be their franchise quarterback.
Yes, he's proven that to them. The question is, has he proven it to the fan base here?
Well, I hate to break it to you, that you're going to be wondering that for 5 years. Like, at the end of this, because I do think that there's a strong likelihood that he finishes his contract here.
Right.
It's just going to be hard to trade, even if you want to and he agrees to it. Steiny, he's going to be the quarterback for a total of 8 years between when he was drafted and started.
Right.
And by the end of this deal.
I guess my question is...
That's a franchise quarterback.
No, I know he's a franchise quarterback at this point. I mean, he's played the last 3 years, and now they've paid him big money, so he's going to be around another few years. I mean, if he doesn't have last year on his resume, I don't think anybody is really questioning this move. But he does have last year on his resume. I don't think he was that great last year. I know... There's some numbers that say he was, you know, every bit as good as he was in the previous couple years. But I thought he, Do I want to say he took a step back?
Well, the team wasn't as good as it was the first 2 years he quarterbacked.
Well, that's something you got to put in the equation, don't you?
So you're not going to pay a quarterback because he doesn't have a good team?
No, but what I'm going to say is no. If you think you have the right quarterback and you don't have a good team, you should still pay him. But if your team is not, if you're building around a young quarterback or you're building around this guy, there might be some growing pains because he might not have the talent around him this upcoming year that he's had in the previous 2 or 3 years despite all the injuries last year.
Yeah, but I would argue that that's a blessing as opposed to a curse. Like a lot of people, and I get it, people are going to be comparing Purdy to what he did in his first two seasons for the rest of his career, at least until he wins or doesn't win a Super Bowl. And I understand that. However, when young quarterbacks get paid, Steiny, it's because teams believe that they can reach a height in which your team can contend for a championship. Kind of like a couple weeks ago, you were talking to Bob Myers and you guys were asking about Jalen Green. And this idea that you don't know. Like, you have to make the best educated choice for your franchise about what that player can eventually become. We've seen what Brock Purdy can be when he has a good team around him. And I would argue that's more valuable than any sort of projection that you can put on who are the guys that are going to get paid this year. I don't know. C.J. Stroud, younger quarterbacks. Jaden Daniels in his own category because he made the championship game last year. But like, or a Herbert or a Lawrence or like, you've seen that if Brock Purdy has a good team around him, which by the way, all quarterbacks need to succeed, that you can get to the overtime of a Super Bowl. That's a pretty valuable piece of information.
No doubt. Do you put into the equation, though, that when Purdy had his most success 3 years ago,
the team was damn good.
Yeah. And he was making a paltry sum.
Yeah, like, of course.
Like, that I think is what some 49ers are a little concerned about. Well, and I would be too.
I agree, but there's also there's pressure on the front office in this as well. And they chose to pay him. That means their margin for error in terms of team construction is a lot smaller than it used to be.
Yeah.
But if you hit on half of these 11 draft picks, maybe there's a future All-Pro in there. Maybe there's an immediate impact starter. Like, the 49ers are not a team that they did not just sign a death sentence, which is what I think a lot of people are, they're not saying, but it's like the fact that they now paid their quarterback means they can never win.
No, I don't think of it like that at all. I think of it as they had to do it in a way. They don't have another quarterback. They don't have any alternatives. They have a good quarterback they believe in. So that part, or at least they've had a good quarterback they've believed in for the last 3 or 4 years who's had success with this team. And the reality is that we have to deal with the fact that a lot of 49er fans or NFL fans aren't wowed by his physical gifts. I think that's a big part of this too, that, you know, Purdy isn't 6'6", stand in the pocket. Purdy isn't Lamar Jackson, who's got an unbelievable ability to run, or even Jalen Hurts, who's kind of a mixed threat. But the thing with Purdy is now with this contract, I mean, he's got to produce that. And that's the one thing that I don't think we can simulate right now. The pressure that Purdy's going to be under, and I think he's under pressure, but I'm almost wondering who's under more pressure for all this. Is it Purdy or is it Shanahan or is it Lynch?
I think all three of them have an equal amount of pressure. Because Purdy's the one that has to go out there and do it. Shanahan is the one that is, in large ways, responsible for Brock Purdy. And John Lynch is the one who paid him.
Right.
All three of them are equally culpable in the 49ers' amount of success or lack of success for the next 5 years. And so it is a big choice. And it's one, you're right, they had to make. But whatever you think about, I don't know, the amount of like pressure or the voices, the loud group of people that were down on Purdy or down on Shanahan or down on Lynch, if they don't win, there's going to be a lot more voices in that amphitheater.
Yeah, and I look at Brock Purdy as someone who's got paid, and I almost feel like he's now officially on the clock. It doesn't wipe away what he's done for the previous two or three seasons, but I think he's going to be held to a different standard. And I don't know. Like, they had to do it. I get it. They like him, so it's their prerogative. But I would say, hey, what do you think? Hey, Simon, what do you think of the Purdy contract? We'll see. Like, that's the way we'll see. That's the way I feel about this contract. Not, well, it's a sure thing. They have, you know, this guy is a surefire big boy quarterback. You know what I mean? I think we got to, I don't know.
Wait and see what happens.
Yes.
But that's the same for any contract or any deal or any season.
It is, but I think it's more so for Purdy, because the success that he's had, for whatever reason, people haven't focused on him as being the number one reason that the 49ers have had success. And that might not be fair, but I do think that's the one thing that Purdy and the 49er fans sometimes get frustrated with, is for whatever reason, this guy doesn't get some of the credit that he's deserved over the years. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, how do you view it? We kind of knew this day was coming. He got a big boy contract. He's going to be the franchise quarterback. All things being equal, how you feeling? You had to do it. You love it. You're not crazy about it. 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson today. And come on, people, as Rick Barry would say. Now,
what for?
Just looking at our favorite text line, the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, and somebody from the 408, of course, that's outside the San Jose area. Fire Steiny now. Steiny making this station about the Wolves. That's why Lacob fired him from the sidelines. Now, you might not be wrong. However, you know, we've got six hosts here at 95.7 The Game, and I was just kind of going through the list.
Okay.
Evan.
Yeah.
We've got Daryl the Guru Johnson.
You're not pocket watching, are you?
We've got Daryl the Guru Johnson, who frequently wears Dallas Cowboy attire, and they're a rival of the 49ers. Minnesota and the Warriors have no, Minnesota Timberwolves and the Warriors have no history.
Budding rivalry.
So, you know, why is it okay for Guru? And secondly, you know, we all like Joe Spadoni. We know that he's got a team outside the area that he roots for.
He's an Italian.
And on top of it, Evan's got a big soft spot for any team out of San Diego. So
they have one.
I mean, we got Shasky and Willard. Those two are loyal, hardcore Bay Area fans. But we really should kind of mix it up a little, and that's really what we're doing here at 95.7 The Game.
Well, the thing that our show, I can't speak for the others, don't want to, don't need to.
Yeah.
We've set a precedent, which is why Goo has almost been grandfathered into his apparel, that he wears jerseys and you don't. Or he wears team apparel items, which, by the way, you give him a lot of flack for. Like, whenever he comes in with a Warriors shirt after a big win but doesn't after a big loss, you kind of needle him about, oh, what? Well, that's funny. I don't see a lot of blue and gold on you today. However, right after the Timberwolves, and congratulations to them, played a great series, deserving, 4-1 against the Warriors, advanced to the Western Conference Finals. You just happened to show up with a Wolves pullover.
Well, let me tell you something, fans, Warrior coach fans out there, and this is what you don't understand.
You haven't done this before. You don't do this normally.
Don't do what?
Wear team gear.
Now, that you know, I have Hawks gear and Wizards gear. Do you not?
Yeah, have okay. the Hawks beaten the Warriors in a playoff series
no,
recently?
But they own them in the regular season.
They do. Did they have the Washington Wizards
they don't
won
beat
a playoff
anybody.
Series recently against the Warriors?
Ryan Burns on the YouTube chat should only have Bay Area fans announcing.
Minnesota!
Well, that I disagree with.
All right. What else is it going to
be? Look, you got to have a wide range of thoughts and, I mean, just perspectives in general. I mean, that's what sports is really about.
Yeah, and this is really what it's all about here from my main man, Jeffrey Jeff. Steiny always wears random sports teams all the time. That's correct. It just, and you know what? For all you guys saying I'm a troll, I hope you notice I waited till the series was over.
I'm not going to do no trolling on you, Steiny.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you live for a
day. I didn't wear it last week.
Well, that's almost what makes it worse.
3-1.
It almost makes it worse. You should have worn it when they lost game one. How about that? That's what a real
fan
does,
Steiny. I didn't have it.
You didn't order any gear before the series?
No.
Why?
I don't order gear. That's the first thing.
That's a drop.
That's the first thing. All right. I'm not rubbing it in, 925, please.
It's just a statement.
Having a little fun.
You know, sometimes you can speak with what you... Well, you haven't asked what I'm wearing.
What are you wearing? Listen to this. Hey, before you hate on me,
yeah.
Listen to this. Take a look at Evan's shirt.
Okay, so what I'm wearing is a collared shirt that the logo or the images is a scorecard. And the background of this gift, I will say, is... What was this, like a month ago?
Yeah.
We're sitting in the green room, and Steiny gets all these targeted ads on Instagram, and he looks up and says, hey, what do you think of this? And it's a scorecard, a baseball scorebook design on a shirt. And I go, wow, that's pretty cool. And then we start talking about, do you keep book and yada yada, and Guru says he does, remains to be seen. And then a month later, I walk in today, and Steiny and Guru... bought me this shirt. So I'd like to say, first of all, thank you very much. I love it. It's a great summer.
It's pretty cool.
It's very light, and I think it's pretty stylish. It's right down my lane.
Yeah, so if you want to go on the YouTube chat, you can see, of course, my sweater. But also, Evan's sweater is, it's pretty cool.
I love it.
It is pretty cool. I'm glad you like it, buddy.
Yeah, it's got a...
You deserve it.
Well, you know, real quick, you know, it's got triples, you know, so you put three lines in.
Yeah.
For all the runs that scored, you fill in the box. We got some strikeouts, some singles, some F9s, and yeah, I'm a nerd, so I'm pretty happy about this.
Well, I'm glad, I'm glad.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, so lay off Steiny today.
Thank you. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Yeah, people getting on me about my Purdy take because it's not a bold one. I'm not going to say, 49ers, man, they blew it, or what a great move. It's a move.
You just go Zach Taylor. We'll see.
It's a move.
We'll see. We're not there yet.
It's a move. I completely understand why they did it. I see why they did it. They believe in Brock Purdy. But there's no guarantees it's going to be a great move. And chances are it won't be a terrible move because we've seen him quarterback for 3 years. He's not a stiff, but now the clock's on him, and I think 49er fans are going to start viewing him a different way. That's all.
Well, can I make the case? Fine. We'll see. Yes. I actually believe one of the reasons why I originally felt coming into today, like, again, this is the most appropriate contract that I've seen in the last 5 years for a quarterback, is because Brock Purdy, unlike the rest of the guys who preceded him, did not reset or come close to resetting the market. Again, if I give you these numbers,
okay,
53 per year, that's seventh right now in the NFL, 181 guaranteed, which is the number that really matters, number eight in the NFL. Brock Purdy is now worth 19% of the salary cap. That's the first time since 2020 that a player not named Daniel Jones has received less than 20% of their cap as a quarterback.
I like that.
That means not only was it a fair deal, it's below market value. And I'm not trying to sit up here and convince people that Brock Purdy all of a sudden is going to transform into a Josh Allen or a top three most valuable player. But based on what he got, that has him... not a top five quarterback, but a borderline top 10 quarterback, which is a lot of what I hear from people all around the league, the Bay Area, on these airwaves, telling me that he is. He received a deal that is completely appropriate for the level of play that he has demonstrated for three seasons. Like most, since 2020, the market has been reset by quarterbacks seven times.
Okay.
Would we agree that in the last 7 years, the best quarterback's been Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
So every single year, in the last 5 years, every single time the market's been reset, that quarterback is overpaid because he's not the best quarterback in the league. Brock Purdy was not paid like the best quarterback in the league. He was paid like the eighth best quarterback in the league.
All right.
Which some people might not have him there, but they're not telling you that he is the best. Certainly not the worst. But he's pretty damn good. And I think that's a fair assessment to right now place on him.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the question is, if he's the eighth best quarterback who's around the eighth highest paid quarterback, then there's only one question, is whether you believe he can win a Super Bowl. And I think that a lot of 49er fans assume he can because of the past and where he's gotten this team. And I just think there's another segment of 49er fans that are concerned that under different circumstances, he may not be able to have the same amount of success, which is probably true of any quarterback whose team around him, the talent gets worse.
Yeah.
Let's go to George. George is in San Leandro. Hey, George, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
And yes, I think it's a great contract for both sides. But
okay. My
point is, Purdy's year is going to be determined by the offensive line. Now, let's look at the Super Bowl. We know that Mahomes is probably the best quarterback in football. However, because his offensive line couldn't protect him, he looked like an average or below average quarterback, and he couldn't carry the team. That's my point.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, that is fair. The Philadelphia Eagles certainly made Patrick Mahomes look ordinary in the playoffs. How much of that was Mahomes and how much of it was the team around him? Probably a little bit of both. And I think that's what I'm hearing mostly from 49er fans who, have a little doubt about it, and that is we got to keep this guy upright and we got to keep this guy healthy. And I would say, yeah, that goes for every quarterback in the league too.
Well, I'm not saying, to be the Eagles of last year, I think that's a lot to ask. That was a really good football team. But to your point earlier about people questioning how much of the 49ers' success, say during their run to a Super Bowl, how much was it really on Purdy? I think you could ask the same question about how much of last year's Super Bowl victory was on Jalen Hurts or their Super Bowl run. Now, he was obviously good, and he had some solid moments, and he helped them win a lot of playoff games, even before they won it all. But in that playoff game, people are going to remember Patrick Mahomes more on his back than they are Jalen Hurts scoring a touchdown. And in fact, the big question was, who's going to get Super Bowl MVP midway through the second quarter? It wasn't, look at how great. I would argue that Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl that he lost was better than he was in the one that they won going away. He was awesome outside of the one scoop and score that he gave Kansas City. They didn't win that game. So just because your quarterback, all I'm trying to say is there are many ways to win at the highest level. And that's what the 49ers have to figure out how to do. I just feel like securing your quarterback is a no-brainer. If you don't have one, you're dead. And there's a lot of teams that right now are looking for one.
What are the positives? Or what 49er fans, what are you most confident in with Brock Purdy? For those that say this was a no-brainer and we like the signing, what does Brock Purdy hang his hat on? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Will. Will's in Oakland. He likes it. Hey, Will, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Doing well, thank you.
Swell.
Love to hear it, man. Well, I think, Niners fandom, and it's been a rough
you know, 30 plus 30 years roughly since we've won a Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
I think it's easy because we've been so close, and there's just a lot of, you know, anger for not getting the job done. But the way I'm putting it is very similar to what Evan laid out. He's not getting the Dak Prescott deal last year, right? $60 million. He's the highest paid quarterback in the league. He's not even getting the Trevor Lawrence or Jordan Love deal from last year, where it's $55 million apiece. He's the eighth, you know, best contract on a quarterback in terms of salary, the highest amount of money he's making. And I mean, the guy just wins. He just delivers. He makes plays for us. And some of the off-script stuff where he's scrambling around, you know, that Ayuk play he made against the Commanders, or even some of those plays he made, you know, in the playoffs. I mean, the guy had game-winning drives against the Packers and the Lions 2 years ago to get us in the playoffs. I mean, that's what quarterbacks get paid big money to do. Am I correct in that? When the game's on the line, you got to make plays and get a win for the team. And, yeah, we lost to Mahomes. It wasn't his fault. You know, I blame some special teams there. You know, the unfortunate Dre Greenlaw injury, we could go back and forth on that all we want. But you've got a quarterback that ranks at or near the top of all the statistics over the last 3 years since he's been a starter. And he just wins ball games. And, you know, if last year were a healthy football team, I think we were one or two, I think, in injuries. Evan would probably know this better than I. But it's really hard to win when your team's very injury prone and you don't have a defense. And I think that's what a lot of the criticism's coming. You didn't make the playoffs last year. Hey, Joe Burrow, not to compare stat lines or quarterback production, he was outstanding last year. They didn't make the playoffs. So, like, if we're going to put Purdy in that same category where he didn't make the playoffs, you kind of just got to, you know, re-question the deal. I don't know. I just don't see it. I think Purdy, for what we got him for, where he was a little bit more generous with the money given the current rate that's going around and was a legitimate MVP candidate in 2023, I think it's very fair. And the last point I'll leave you guys with, we've been spoiled as a franchise with quarterbacks dating back to Montana. The Jets, the Browns, the Bears, all of these franchises, the Giants right now, they would kill for a player like Brock Purdy. Kill for just stability at the quarterback position with a guy with an above-average stats and a chance to win a Super Bowl. And that's what we got in Brock Purdy. If we surround him with the right pieces, as mostly every quarterback needs, we got a chance to win the whole thing. And that's what I'm going to leave it on. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate the call. I mean, let's...
The Niners were the fourth most injured team by total games missed last year.
Okay.
Just to answer his question.
Gotcha. When I think about Brock Purdy, like, there are a lot of things that he brings to the table that you can count on. I think you can count on him having the respect of his teammates, which I think is a big deal. I think he's very poised as a quarterback. I don't think he's the kind of quarterback that will get you beat consistently. Doesn't mean he won't make a mistake here and there, but I don't think he beats you consistent. He'll get you beat consistently. I think he's very accurate. You know, 15 yards, 20 yards and in. I think he's good at that. I think he's got a great understanding of what Kyle Shanahan wants out of a quarterback, probably way more than Jimmy Garoppolo thought. So I do think he brings a lot of positives to the table. I just think there's some football observers out there that just don't think he has that one extra thing, whatever that is. He can also scramble. I like the way he can make plays with his feet. And you add them all up, and I think you got a pretty good quarterback there, but there's still some kind of sentiment out there from some fans that think he's not a top 7 or 8 quarterback. That's all.
And I understand the reservations, but that's also why he didn't reset the market.
Right. What do you think about this text from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line? 408 says, step back and look at how many other teams would trade for Purdy compared to some of the other $50 million quarterbacks. Everyone knows Purdy's limited and dependent on Kyle and the team around him. Forget the team around him, because everybody's got to deal with that. But what about the connection with Kyle.
I mean, is Jared Goff going to look as good without his offensive coordinator this year now with the Chicago Bears? You know, Ben Johnson, you can make the case, was one of the best, if not the best play caller in football the last 2 years. The Lions won 15 games. I think Jared Goff is probably going to take a step back. So, yes, Kyle Shanahan is awesome, although I could argue last year he didn't really have a great season. Their offense, their run game, a lot of stuff looked pretty stale. And people were on these airwaves saying Kyle Shanahan's got to readjust or figure things out. But what I would say is that applies to every quarterback not named Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. If you want to throw Lamar Jackson in there, go for it. Like, that applies to literally every single quarterback. And what the Niners have been trying to do for what feels like forever, Steiny, is find a quarterback. They found one, and people aren't happy with him.
Some people aren't.
Some people aren't happy with him.
Well, I mean, you know whose voice I can't get out of my head?
If I could go back in time, Steiny,
yeah,
back to the future,
oh,
and go drop 1981 Joe Montana onto the 2025 San Francisco 49ers, I would do it. If I could go back and get 94 Steve Young, I would do it. You can't get that guy every single time. And I would argue the fact that the 49ers have found someone that is unlike, like, think about the quarterbacks we had to watch, Jimmy Garoppolo included, for the last 15 years, or however long you've been covering the 49ers, maybe not covering, sorry, that's a buzzword, watching the 49ers. How many awful quarterbacks under Shanahan, under Mariucci, under pretty damn sensible offensive play callers. Brock Purdy is not that. He may not be the best, but they didn't pay him like the best. They paid him as he is, which is an imperfect, really good guy that the Niners think that they can win with.
I can't get Guru's voice out of my mind.
Is that how you go to sleep?
Sometimes. You know why I can't get Guru's voice out of my head is because late last season, you remember what he was saying about Purdy? He's got some Garoppolo in
him. Well, new information. I don't know.
I'm just saying. I wonder, how do you think Guru will feel about it?
Give me some good news, damn it.
Well, Guru doesn't feel good about football right now because, all right.
No, he does. He likes where his Cowboys are at.
Yeah, because they got a wide receiver. And then he's going to remember game one that Dak Prescott's their quarterback, and he's not going to feel good anymore. Who, by the way, is the highest paid quarterback in football.
Right.
Dak Prescott.
But that's what people are worried about.
Brock Purdy is nowhere close in terms of the financial investment to a Dak Prescott. And that guy is considered a bum by a lot of people. Daryl the Guru Johnson included. I don't think he's that bad, but my point is, I it seems like people almost wanted Brock Purdy to get a Dak Prescott deal so they could kill him today. And the people that are detractors of Purdy are frustrated because they have to listen to logic today about what this deal actually is.
I mean, the way I look at the deal is, if it would have been 47 or 50.
Would you feel that much better?
No. That's what I'm saying. If it were 45 or 58, it wouldn't bother me one way or the other, because the key is they're making an investment. They believe in him. That's a fact. And now we'll see how he performs with a big contract. And I just think that his world's going to change with the fans. And I've heard this, you know, who really cares what the fans think? They're not happy with anything, or you know, it doesn't matter if fans don't like the deal. I actually kind of think it might sometimes with a quarterback, just because, you know, you don't want your starting quarterback getting booed at home. And I'm not saying that's where Brock Purdy's headed at all. I'm just saying, you know, we're taking a lot of calls today, and there's some people that understand why the 49ers did it, and they're excited about it, and there's some other 49er fans that are worried that maybe he's not that good. Or I shouldn't say not that good. because he's good. Maybe say not that great, not that great.
Well, I think it's fair to say he's not great, but being good is what gets you paid in the NFL, and I think that's also just a big part of this too, Stine. I know we got to wrap up here quick, but I do think there is just a sudden shock when you see $265 million. Like, that's what we're investing, or the Niners are investing in one player. That is hard to wrap your mind around, especially if you've been watching football for as long as you've been watching football. I don't want to jump you there, but it's a lot of money. It is.
No, you're right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy coming to an agreement with the San Francisco 49ers. I see Dennis, Rick, GPD, Rich. I see you all on the other side. We'll get to you. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.